Make known his wonderful works, selections from the 9th International Art Competition. All good gifts come from God, and he has given each of us spiritual and physical gifts. See Moroni chapter 10, verses 8 through 18. We are to exercise these gifts and not idle away our time or bury our talents. See Doctrine and Covenants section 6, verse 11, and section 60, verse 13. We are to pray unto the Lord, call upon his holy name, and make known his wonderful works among the people. Doctrine and Covenants, section 65, verse 4. The message taught by the Book of Mormon prophet Ether to his people also applies to us today. Wherefore, whoso believeth in God might with surety hope for a better world, yea, even a place at the right hand of God, which hope cometh of faith, maketh an anchor to the souls of men, which would make them sure and steadfast, always abounding in good works, being led to glorify God. Ether chapter 12, verse 4. Accompanying this article are the wonderful works of several Latter-day Saint artists from around the world who have used their gifts to glorify God. To view these and other works from the 9th International Art Competition, visit history.lds.org/event/9th-art-comp. A Circle of God's Work by Hidekazu Ina, Japan. This sand-etched glass dish illustrates the circle of missionary work, symbolized in part by the growth of a seed. In the center, 12 stars representing the 12 tribes of Israel surround a large star that represents our Savior, Jesus Christ. Great are the words of Isaiah by Joyce Stewart, USA. Each of the 9 floral blocks in this quilt, with crystal embellishments, represents a scripture from Isaiah. The grapevine border represents abundance of life and the life of the Savior. Seal by Emily King, USA. This image of a mother and child created from hand-cut paper depicts the importance of family and the opportunity to be sealed to loved ones for eternity. The Standard Works, ceramic pieces by E. Clark Marshall, USA. The olive leaf features Doctrine and Covenants section 88. The Book of Abraham and Isaiah chapter 29 represent the pearl of great price, the Old and New Testaments, and the Book of Mormon. The Heavens Declare the Glory of God by Janetta Isabella Stoddard, United Kingdom. This hand-woven tapestry captures the moment when the artist sat in the Sahara Desert and gained reverence for the vastness of all God's works. I love to see the Temple Chest by Mary Jane Smith, USA. Each drawer of this painted wood chest features a temple that has significance for members of the artist's family. Lyrics from the song, I Love to See the Temple, also appear on the drawers. Morning Has Broken by Claire Lynn Jones, USA. The silk thread embroidery on linen fabric depicts many of Heavenly Father's wonderful creations. Kiev, Ukraine Temple by Valentina Musienko, Ukraine. This cut paper artwork depicting the Kiev, Ukraine Temple expresses gratitude for the first LDS temple in the former Soviet Union. His Works, My Blessings by Diane Fairbanks, Brinton, USA. Each applique picture block in this quilt represents a blessing the Lord has bestowed upon his children. Rhythms of the Planets by Andrew Watson, USA. The movements of the stars and the handiwork of the Supreme Creator are captured in the coloration and painting of this porcelain vase. The Good Serpent by Aline Kells, USA. This wheel-thrown fired clay piece celebrates the Good Serpent of brass raised by Moses to heal the children of Israel. End of Make Known His Wonderful Works. Selections from the 9th International Art Competition.